Judges, if you have your Bibles, you can see Carolyn back with us here tonight, each and every one of you. I'm glad to be in his house. Praise God. I tell you, I love church. Amen. As Brother Tommy reiterated this morning, that's why we need church. Amen. Because when we can come together, and I realize every single night, you can have it every night, but every single service won't be that way, but there'll come a time when the sweet Holy Ghost will nestle in amongst us. Praise God. Help our brothers and sisters. He might help you along the way. And you feel that sweet comfort. Amen. Of God's power and God's spirit. And it makes it all worthwhile, don't it?
Yes.
Amen. And that's why we need church. Praise God. Old Doubting Thomas missed, and he missed the Lord, didn't he?
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. So I tell you what, it's important. Amen. Go to God's house. Judges chapter number 16. Amen. There's a lot of reading here, but I've been debating on what to read. We'll start here at 27. Amen. I'll get a lot of this as I go along. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord, and he said, listen to the prayer of Samson. And he said, O Lord God, remember me. Hallelujah. I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once. O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines from my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all of his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life.
Yes, God.
Amen. Praise God. Verse number 28, I want to take a text. And Samson called unto the Lord, and he said, O Lord God, two words here,
holy,
that's been reiterated through multiple people in the Bible,
yes,
remember me.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm going to preach on tonight. If God would be my help, remember me. Amen. Praise God. One of the earliest women that we can remember that quoted these words was a woman by the name of Hannah in the Old Testament. Remember Hannah?
Yeah.
She was barren. Amen. And she was down at the temple with a heavy heart one day. She cried unto the Lord and said, God, would you remember me?
Yes.
Amen. And God looked down upon her, and it wasn't long. Samuel came along. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God remembered Hannah. Praise the Lord. I love the book of Luke. Luke, the physician, captured the drama of the crucifixion of our Lord. On both sides of him was one that was crucified. On either side of the Savior, amen, they were hanging there suffering with the Lord. Amen. And if you remember, the one on the one side began to curse.
Yeah.
Amen. Began to mock. And he died a horrible death. But thank God for the one on the other side.
Woo.
Remember his words? He cried unto the Lord, and he said, Lord, when thou enterest into thy kingdom, wilt thou remember me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I don't think probably ever sweeter words that this man had ever heard. He was a wicked man. He was dying for his sin. Amen. He was capital punishment was being enacted. Amen.
Right.
This man was being killed because of the crimes that he had done. So no doubt he was a rough, wicked man. But I don't believe this man ever heard any sweeter words than when he cried unto the Lord and he said, wilt thou remember me? Hallelujah. Hey, God.
Yes.
And Jesus looked at this man and he said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Yes.
Amen. Remember me. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. But oh, I wonder here tonight, amen, if these words were ever prayed more sincerely. Great God, then Samson prayed them here in the book of Judges. Amen. Samson was the Dr. Jekyll, if you will, of the Old Testament. He was the man that went from riches to rags, amen, instead of rags to riches. Samson was a man that had great potential, but he wasted his potential, amen. Great God. Notice, you can turn back a few chapters. I did this evening, and I read when the angel came to Samson's mother, came to Manoah, his father, and that angel came to her and said, "Thou art going to have a son." Amen. His birth was heralded by an angel, much like that of Christ. Amen. Great God, an angel came and announced the birth of Jesus. Samson was in that category. Amen. An angel came and told his mother, said, "You're going to have a son, but I want you to remember this. A razor shall never enter his head. He'll be a Nazarite from the time of his birth up." Amen. He's got a calling upon his life. God had a plan for Samson. Amen. God had a great calling for Samson. Amen. That's a principle that has never changed. Amen. Listen to me. You can conquer life. Listen, to the extent that you have contact with God. Amen. Samson, you got to remember that, son. You can't make it, as Brother Charlie just said, on your own.
Right.
You'll never, as far in life as you'll ever get, amen, is as much of God that you'll keep in your life. Because the moment that you think you can do it on your own, Samson, you better watch out. Praise God. You're going to go to the bottom. Amen. Oh, but Samson accomplished some great things during his lifetime. Notice Samson, amen, had killed a lion. Great God. I don't know about you, but if I see a lion, I'd be on the run. But Samson grabbed a hold of that lion, amen, and killed him with his own hands. Hallelujah. That's a pretty strong man. Amen. Samson killed 30 Philistines at one time, and at another time he killed 1,000. Amen.
Yeah.
No ropes or bands could hold him. They snapped under his strength. He ripped the gates off the walls at Gaza. Amen. One of the 5 chief cities of the Philistines. And he carried them to the top of the mountain. Amen. He was the Superman of the Israelites. Praise God. They believed that Samson was a perfect and a strong man. But Samson had a weakness, praise God. He was a slave to his own passion. Unbridled lust. Amen. Made mincemeat of this strong brute of a man. Praise God. He had a passion. He had a lust that was burning within his heart that he could not control. Amen. People around him, his parents, those around him said, "Samson, you better watch out. It's bigger than you are."
Right.
But Samson thought, "No, I'm bigger than it is." Amen. "You don't know. I grabbed a hold of 30 Philistines and slew them with my own hands. I'm a strong man. I can handle this. It's just a woman down there in Timnath. I'm able to take care of this." But Samson, you better watch out. You're not able. Amen. I'd like to ask you a question tonight. What manner of man can take fire into his bosom and not be burned? You can't play with fire. Amen. I remember my parents telling us many times as a young kid, it's not as common around here. Going back to my country, bring it up that I mentioned this morning, back home when you had a pile of garbage, thank God we didn't have garbage day. We had a burn pit out back. Amen. And we'd go out there and burn stuff and nip jugs, Brother Gene. Amen. And you got to watch them aerosol cans. Anybody ever seen an aerosol can? That's so fire. If you don't watch out, thank God it's like a bomb. It'll explode. I remember we used to, me and my sister used to like get sticks and stick in that fire and get a melting milk jug and play with that. And my mom and dad told us many times, "You better watch out. You play with that fire and you'll get burned." Until a time or two, that melting plastic dripped on us and I found out what they're talking about. Amen. You can't play with that. It'll burn you. Amen. It'll get the best of you. Great God, that's what they told Samson time and time again. Samson, you can't go down there. You got a calling on your life. You better stay out of there. But oh no, Samson had that yearning passion within himself to do what he wanted to do. Thank God, it's my life. I'll live it how I want to live. That's the way the prodigal said. That's the way every sinner says. I'm going to do it how I want to do it. The devil's got a way of alluring the lights down in the bright, shiny city. He's got a way of pumping them casinos up. He's got a way of making that bar life look appetizing. He's got a way of making the cigarettes and
and the drugs and the alcohol looking, amen, like it's a fun life to live. Praise God, until you see the after. He don't ever show you that ditch line that's over the mountainside. Praise God, after you crash your car and you're there nearly half dead, or maybe he don't ever show you that side of it. Oh, Samson, you better watch out. You can't play with fire without getting burned. Samson, it's bigger than you are. I know you're strong, but you can't take on the devil. Praise God, he's too big of a match for you, devil. Samson, he'll get the upper hand. Amen.
The prodigal said, Dad, give me what's owed to me.
I'm going to go have a good time. Ooh, we use the prodigal a lot. No doubt his dad probably maybe told him a little bit. He might have said, son, it ain't all that fun like you think it is.
That's right.
No doubt he gave him a little dad to son talk like any dad would. Amen. Thank God. Oh, that prodigal had things popped up in his head. It's going to be a good life. Thank God. I mean, I'm going to get out there and hit the jackpot. I'm going to hit the lottery. I'm going to win big. Hollywood's going to know who I am. The world's going to know my name. But oh, what the prodigal didn't realize, what he didn't see down the road, you're going to end up in a hog pen. Amen. Hey, God, your money's going to be gone. The bright lights will be gone. Amen. The friends will be gone. But oh, I tell you what won't be gone. That hunger pain you're feeling in your stomach. Woo! Hey, God, that loneliness. Why you raise up out of that hog pen and say, great God, why how in the world did I ever get here? Why did I ever leave home and come down here and end up in this hog pen? Hey, God, amen. He no longer held the aces, but now he was the joker. Hey, God, help us, Lord, to realize, amen, the devil's too big a match for you and me.
Delilah
was on a mission. She wanted the destruction of Samson, which is what Samson, this is what the devil, amen, has in mind for you.
Come on now.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
I know why I'm preaching this way tonight. This is much different than the way I preached recently. Amen. Hey, God, let me tell you something, ma'am. Let me tell you something, sir. Hey, God, that's exactly what the devil wants with you. He wants to destroy.
Right.
He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his specialty. Amen. Thank God, the crying and the ceaseless questioning by Delilah. I won't get into all of it, but she said, tell me, Samson, tell me where thy great strength lies. What was it, the first time? I think he said, if you get seven winds, hey God, and wrap me up with them that have never been dried or whatever it was, amen, I'll be like any other man. And you know the story. As soon as he told Delilah those words, the Bible said that there was Philistines lying in wait. They was already there, ready to capture him. Amen. What did he do? They had him bound. She had him bound. The Philistines came in and he snapped those, amen, bands like they weren't even there. Amen. Hey God. And Samson, that should have showed you right there. If you really tell her where your strength lies, they're just waiting outside the door to get a hold on you. Isn't that the way sin is? The devil always tells us what a big time. The great God, he's waiting on you. Amen. Just outside the door. He's lurching out there just to get a hold on you and destroy your life.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
That's the devil.
Yes, it is.
How many young girls and young boys that I've heard meet people on the internet, meet people different ways, and run off. Before you know it, marry somebody, get their life messed up with somebody they don't even know, and then find out, hey, that was just the devil.
Yep.
Woo! Yep. That was just the devil.
Yes, Lord.
Setting you up for a midnight nightmare. Amen. Yeah. Hey, God, that's the devil setting you up for something that you're not able to handle. Hey, God. Amen. Oh, Samson. You were created for glory. Listen, you were designed to achieve honor and victory. Hey, God, an angel told about your birth. God had plans for you. You're going to throw it away like this. You're going to give up everything that God has. Amen. Planned for your life just, amen, for a little bit of pleasure with a harlot down in Timnath. Hey, God, I come to tell us, church,
He's out to steal. I got to feel the Lord here. We better wake up and realize, Samson, he's trying to kill, he's trying to steal and take your life. Amen.
Yeah. Lord, yes. So next he tells her something else. Sure enough, they're out there lying in wait again. So finally, Delilah pats him on the back and says, Samson, Samson, thou mockest me, and you're making a mockery of me. Amen. How can thou sayest thou lovest me, woo, when you won't even tell me your heart? So it gets Samson, and Samson thinks he really loves this woman. Great God. Amen. Isn't that the way the devil is? He thinks that's real. I mean, he's a professional at that.
Right.
Woo!
Samson, she don't love you. She's trying to get you killed.
Amen.
And so finally Samson tells her, he says, oh, I've been a Nazarite from the time of my birth until now. Amen. And if thou shavest off the 7 locks of my hair, I'll lose my strength and I'll be like any other man. Hey, God. You know, the next thing Samson saw, just about like that, here they came in. Why Delilah rocked him to sleep in her lap, and he got a haircut in the wrong barber shop, and she shaved off his hair, and he lost his strength. I'll get into that in a minute. But God, his strength was not in his hair. It was in the vow that came from God.
Yeah.
His strength came from God. It wasn't in long hair, but it was in the strength that God gave him that vow. Amen. Hey, I come to tell you, they shaved his hair off, and Samson knew it not. And then he woke up, and there the Philistines were, and he thought, just like at other times, I'll break loose, and I'll get free again. But this time, Samson's different. God's left you. You went too far. You can go so far that you get out of the hands of the loving, caring God. And God said, Samson, you went too far. And God took away strength, and they captured Samson.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, amen.
And the last thing Samson ever saw was a sword coming at him, no doubt with a hot coal of fire on it, while they gouged out his eyes.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Hey, Lord.
Hey, man, they gouged out his right eye, and he's screaming, blood running down his face. And so they come at him and they gouge out his left eye. Blood running down his face. I can hear the cries. Oh, God, I'm blind. I'm blind. Oh, God, will you help me? I'm blind. Oh, let me tell you something here tonight. Satan is a genius at causing men and women to be blind. He'll take your sight. Hey, God, he'll take everything you've got. He'll lead you in a ditch somewhere. Hey, hey, man, he'll leave you with some disease that'll follow you for the rest of your life. It's not that easy, Samson. You can run, but you can get too far ahead of God.
Yes, Lord, yes. Yes.
Sin winds.
Yes, it does.
And sin binds.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Woo, it's binding some of us right now.
Lord.
The Philistine soldiers took Samson's arms, bound them with fetters of brass so tightly, amen, that blood gushed to his fingertips, no doubt in numbing pain. He would never know freedom again, because when the devil gets a hold of you, you're bound.
Yep.
Right.
You're bound.
Yes, Lord.
Samson, you once ruled Israel. You once judged Israel. Samson, you was once that Superman of the Israelites. But now you're bound because you didn't listen. It wasn't that he wasn't told. Have you ever seen people like that? You tell them, you tell them, you tell them. Hey, you can't do this. You're going to end up in trouble. But they do not listen. But that's what happened. Sin, amen, binding him. And now sin has binded him.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, great God. I come to tell us, Jesus don't bind. Jesus come to loose us.
Holy
and
Lord.
To set us free.
Holy, holy, holy.
And whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Before Jesus came into my life,
How about your life? I was a captive. I was bound. But thank God. Amen. The psalmist said, I was conceived in sin and shaped in iniquity. My transgressions were ever before me. But thank God, when Jesus came in, he changed things. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit, amen, of life is Christ Jesus, hath made me free. Hallelujah. Now Samson, look, listen, I'm just about done. Look at this. Now Samson is chained to a gristmill in the dungeons under the temple of Dagon. Hey, God, the fish God. He has become an animal grinding meal for his enemy. Sin grinds and it grinds and it grinds.
Yes, Lord.
We put the girls to pull up here about, I guess, last weekend, last Saturday.
Oh, God.
And I went and got me a 10-foot, 2x4, I think it was, or 12-foot. Brother Tommy got me a little piece of rebar about that long. And drilled a hole right down the middle of that 2x4. Staked it down, got sand to put in there. And you had to get a rake or a string or something. A rake, we found out, worked better. You put a rake on that board and walk around and around in a circle. And the girls looked at me and said, Dad, you're treating us like an animal. Round and around in a circle we pull. Great God. I said, you girls want to swim? Amen. Yep. Be in a pool all summer long, you're going to know what it's like to work to put it up.
Yes, yes.
That's tough. Amen. And I said, no, it's like an ox grinding. And then, long before I ever thought about preaching this, my mind came to Samson. That's what Samson, they hooked him up, Brother Anthony, like an old ox to the gristmill. And they made sport of him. They worked him. They grinded him. They grinded him. And around he pulled that gristmill. Hey, God. Oh, he was bound. I said he was bound.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Amen. Sin grinds. Oh, but today's the feast day in Gaza. 3,000 Philistines has gathered on the flat roof of that temple. And they begin to chant, bring out Samson, bring out Samson. Amen. Led by a little boy, Samson enters. The no doubt debris is thrown from the stands, some of it slicing into his flesh. And again, the blood begins to run. The scars that were, amen, once eyes are hideous. Look at Samson. Hey, God, blood. Amen. Blood scabs over top of his eyes where they gouged his eyes out. Amen. Slashes across his back and his belly where they beat him and treated him like an animal. Hey, God, I come to tell you, sin will take advantage of us.
Yeah.
Decision and laughter erupt while they bring out that great Superman of the Israelites. Bring out Samson. Bring out Samson. Here's the man that slew 1,000 of them at one time. Amen. Here's a man, great God, that slew 30 Philistines. Here's the man that slew a lion with his own hands. Bring him out. And when they bring him out, his eyes are bloody. When the scabs are trying to heal, when they gouge him, his back is striped from where they beat him. No doubt he looks a horrible mess. This is not the strong man that he one time used to be. So the crowd erupts and they begin to laugh and they begin to mock and make sport of this man Samson. Hey God, so they let allow Samson a little bit of a break. Oh, listen here. So Samson looks at that young lad while they give him a few minutes rest from making sport of him, and he says, young lad, I'm tired. Will you take me to the pillars where this temple, amen, that the temple rests upon? Will you take me over there that I might lean against them and take a rest? Hey, God. So this young lad takes him over there. And we get to the scriptures that I read tonight. And the Bible said with the right hand, Samson grabs a hold of one pillar. And with the left hand, he grabs a hold of the other pillar. Hey, but I forget an important part here. But the Bible said in their drunken stupor, they forget one thing. Hey, God.
Nobody looks at Sam. All they see is his scabs. All they see is him beat up. Nobody notices. Verse number 22. That the hair of Samson began to grow again. Hey, God. God was not finished. I never saw it in this life before. Amen. God was not finished with Samson yet. Hey, his hair began to grow. His hair began to gradually. This is another message for another night. I got into some of this and it just fed my soul. I may preach it Thursday night. Amen. But restoration comes gradually. Let me tell you something. When you leave and you dive headlong into sin like the prodigal, amen. Yeah, you can get saved immediately. But restoration does not happen immediately. It happens gradually. And Samson's hair began to grow. It began to, amen, gradually begin to grow. Which the restoration of the hair came from the restoration of the symbol of his Nazarite vow. The hair was an emblem or a badge of service of the strength that God divinely gave Samson. It was not in the hair, but it was in that bind with God. Samson, thy strength lieth in thy long hair. And as long as you don't say, let a razor touch it, I'll give you strength. Thank God the Philistines failed to recognize that the hair of Samson began to grow again. And they let Samson rest his right hand on one pillar and the left hand on the other. And he prayed that great prayer. Oh Lord, would you remember me? Hey, hallelujah. I didn't have thought a long time to look at it, Brother Tommy. But every time in the Word of God that a man cried, would you remember me, or a woman, God remembered them. He remembered Hannah. He remembered the thief on the cross. Would you remember me? And at Samson's step, his hair began to grow. What was Samson saying? He was saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? I messed up. Oh, God, would you remember me? I come to tell us, hey, man, can God possibly still care about the ravaged life? Great God, this broad life, does God really care about a man that has let sin take advantage of him? Yes, he does. God, would you remember me? I believe tonight that the most wretched of sinners, if he would cry, Lord, will you remember me? God will remember.
Yes. Will God still hear the prayers of one who so carelessly has pitched their life away?
Oh, would you remember me?
Hey, Lord.
God remembered him.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Woo! Can God hear a prayer? Amen. From such an unholy person, God remembered. How do you know? I'm glad you asked. I'm getting there. Hallelujah. Hey, God. I tell you, Samson laid his arms on the pillars. And as his arms were on that pillar, he began to pray, oh, God. He didn't have eyes, but I believe he looked up towards the heavens. Oh, God, would you avenge me of these Philistines of my two eyes? Lord, I messed up. I should have listened. I shouldn't have came to Timnath. I shouldn't have put my head in Delilah's lap. Would you remember me again?
Yes, Lord. That young lad thought Samson was taking a rest. But Samson's over there getting rejuvenated.
Yeah. Samson's over there praying back through.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Hey, God. That lad was too far away, but Samson began to hear a creaking. Great God, that pillar began to creak. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Hey, where's it at? Oh, Lord, remember me. It would be a, amen, a prayer that God heard. I'm trying to find it here. I want to read it to you. Hey, amen. Oh, Lord, remember me, I pray thee. Hey, God. He hears the creaking in the pillar that held that Dagon. Amen. That terrible temple. Hey, God, listen. He hears their creaking, but he realizes he's not the man he used to be, so he prays, and strengthen me.
Yes.
I pray thee only this once.
Woo.
Give me strength one more time.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, amen. Just give me strength one more time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And as the dust began to settle, amen, that pillar fell, and one pillar landed into the other, and that temple fell, and the Bible said Samson was more victorious in his death than it was his life. I come to tell you, will God remember? Yes, God will remember. If we'll cry unto the Lord, he'll remember us again.
Stand with me across this house. I'm done. Lord, will you remember me? Hallelujah. You may say I've sinned too much. There's no hope. But the Bible says differently. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Yes, God.
And have everlasting life.
Yes, Lord.
I'm glad God remembers.
Ooh.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you and I, we get upset too easy. Somebody say something, little something, thus we cut them off. I'll never have to have nothing them do with them again. I've heard people say it.
Yeah.
I've heard people say it. I don't have to put up with this. Can you imagine how God felt? Samson had a glorious calling on his life. None of us that I know of in here, an angel has ever heralded our birth.
No.
An angel come to declare, hey, you're going to have a son. He's going to be a Nazarite. He's going to have the promise of God on his life.
Yes.
Amen. You can go over there. I can't remember exactly. 3 or 4 chapters prior. Amen. I forget exactly how it worded it. If I had time, I'd look it up. I'll tell you later if you want to know, but it said something about it. It didn't say that Samson was going to deliver Israel. It said that he would start to deliver Israel. I never had caught that before. He was going to start the job. Amen.
Yes.
He should have finished the job.
Yeah.
He should have led Israel to higher heights and deeper depths and to be a great nation. But he got sidetracked by sin.
Sure did.
And sin took advantage of him. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Right near the end, he was able to say, Lord, will you remember me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There's hope for our lost loved ones. I'm glad for that.
There's hope.
I'm glad God can restore. I'm glad God can remember us again. Amen. Samson said, let me die with the Philistines, and he bowed himself and with all of his might. And the house fell upon the Lord's and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew in his death were more than they which he slew in his life. What a victory. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him, brought him up and buried him between Zoar and Eshtalon in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. God remembered Samson.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Lord, praise God. Will you help us here tonight? I don't really know who I preach to this. I realize as much as anybody in this house, this is an odd sermon for a Sunday night service. God, I'm so glad you can remember us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Maybe somebody in here tonight been straying away. Lord, help them to realize, just like Samson, we cannot overcome the world. We're no match for Satan on his grounds, on his territory. We're no match for him. God, will you remember us? Maybe it's a wayward son. Maybe it's a wayward daughter. I don't know, here tonight.
Yes.
God, I know one thing. You can remember.
Yes.
Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's gather around right here. My heart's heavy tonight. Lord, you can remember. You can remember. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus.
I'm not giving up. No, I'm not. I'm not giving up. The victory's on its way. I'm not getting shaken or overtaken by heartache. No, but what people say, but it's valid. Gonna hold on to your head. chained or bound. The darkness scales all around. I'm in victory in Jesus' name. And you ain't got no power to save me. I need every fight.
Come on, church, come on.
It's battle on my knees, and I'm not giving up.
The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus said, I come to give you life and give it more abundant. Well, praise God, praise God. Lord, help us, God, help us.
Your hands, I'm not giving up, and I'm not.
you remember me.
The victory is on its way. I'm not getting shaken, overtaken by heartache.
Breathe.
I don't know what people say.
Time in this house. Thank God that He remembers. Thank you.